Hello and welcome to the World Wanderers Podcast, your source for travel stories, travel destinations, and travel philosophy.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Ryan.
And we're your hosts.
Hey everybody, welcome to a special bonus episode of the World Wanderers, where we're going to give you a bit of a life update.
Yeah, and some really, really practical information that you should probably adhere to in the future. And so what this special thing is that we're talking about is travel insurance and the importance of travel insurance. And we've learned that lesson in a very real way.
Yeah, very real way. A couple weekends ago, I was out walking to a coffee shop and all of a sudden start to get pain in my back and pain in my abdomen and pain kind of coming up my abdomen and just all over the place. And I was sitting at a Starbucks after I finished my walk, just kind of miserably painful. And I always assume that it's nothing, that something is just going to resolve itself. So I came home, I lay on the floor for a while, I lay in bed for a while.
Can we back that up just like a second? So I had just gotten home from yoga and we had separated at one Starbucks and you had headed to another Starbucks and I had gone to yoga. And by the time I practiced yoga, walked home and got in the house, I was literally sitting there like checking my phone, trying to cool off because it was a really hot, humid day in Atlanta. And Ryan kind of like tumbles through the door and like sort of splats himself on the floor in a very dramatic way, which is, I mean, listeners out there are like, no, Ryan, through the podcast. But this is very uncharacteristic of Ryan. So I was immediately quite shocked, like, oh my God, are you okay? He was like, I've got a lot of pain in my stomach. And the pain was like quite condensed to the lower abdomen. And I was immediately like, oof, I don't know. Like this could be something serious. Made him some tea. He got into bed and you can take it from there.
Yeah. So I think we looked up on WebMD, like what are the symptoms? And of course that never really works out well. But the pain kind of went away after a few hours for the most part, still kind of like tender, bloated, feeling weird. So I spent the next day kind of just taking it easy.
Well, I mean, so we actually had plans. It was a Saturday night. We had plans to have friends over to play Settlers of Catan. And I think I asked you about midday when they texted us to see if they could bring anything. I was like, do you want to cancel? And you were like, no, I think I've just got some mild indigestion. Like, I think that, you know, I'm going to be okay. And I mean, you were like uncomfortable. You weren't comfortable feeling 100%, but you were fine at that point.
Yeah, it was like well within the range of dealing with it. Anyways, a couple of days later, nothing had really changed. I was still kind of getting a bit of pain. I had gone to work on the Monday, came home after work, and I was like, oh, I'll just go up to the doctor to get this checked out. Go to the doctor. They're like, I think you might have appendicitis. They sent me to the emergency room, go through all the various tests there, blood test, see a doctor. They give me a CAT scan and they're like, oh yeah, you've got appendicitis. Like, we got to get you in for surgery. My appendix hadn't ruptured, thankfully, but it was swollen and going that direction. So had surgery, came out. It's now been almost 2 weeks. So thankfully I'm pretty much back to normal.
Outside of the three holes that are the front part of your abdomen.
And the whole thing just really made me think about, especially during the experience, going to the hospital, having to like sign up on forms, how thankful I was to have travel insurance. For anyone who's new to the show, we're Canadians. I'm living down here and working. Amanda's visiting. So we're not covered on anything, need to have travel insurance. And in the past, when we've been traveling, we did our first 6 month trip, bought travel insurance, go to South America, buy travel insurance. And neither of us used it at all the entire time we were traveling. And so the thoughts come up like, maybe this is a waste of money. You know, you pay $500, you go to Asia, and $500 could buy you like a month almost if you're living like really frugally. So yeah, the thoughts come up in my head like, maybe I don't need travel insurance. And then obviously I have travel insurance. And I think that we've kind of both been ingrained with this risk averse, mentality of you're going somewhere, you need travel insurance. But I think we've met a lot of people who've been traveling without travel insurance.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think there's like, I don't want to stereotype, but there's sort of like different sort of traveler types. It's definitely the people who are more, you know, they'll stay in the biggest dorms possible in hostels, at the cheapest hostels. They'll eat at like the really, really local places because they've got the cheapest food. Like kind of the places that are, I like eating local too, but if I'm somewhere like Bolivia, I'm pretty cautious of how high my chances are of that restaurant making me sick and, you know, a 50 cent American, like translating to 50 cents American meal is probably going to make me sick at like a little hole in the wall place. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's kind of this group of people who are really, they're thrifty, they're frugal, they don't spend very much money to see things. And I feel like it's kind of that group of people that are really like, I don't need travel insurance, I'll be fine. But I mean, we've had lots of conversations with travelers who are like, I don't know why I spent money on it. Like I'm not using it. Or people who are just like, I don't have it, I'll be fine. And I feel like this appendix situation was a really, really big wake up call for both of us. I think probably especially Ryan, since you're the one who actually had the surgery, but being the person who was sitting in the waiting room by myself in the middle of the night at the hospital, like I was scared. It was a really scary experience to have you under in there and just like hoping that you'd be okay and just feeling so grateful that you were covered.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Cause if the situation transpires, you don't have travel insurance, you're probably unlikely to go to the doctor in the first place. Then after that happens, like if your appendix does rupture, if something else happens, you go there and you've got to pay for your blood tests. You've got to pay for your scans. You got to pay for your doctor's time if you have surgery, and it comes to thousands and thousands of dollars, and it can basically like ruin you financially.
Yeah, definitely. And it's kind of this, I mean, it's this trade-off. Like if you're going to travel and it's going to cost you, you know, $300 to $500, depending on the length of your trip. I mean, it could be way less than that too, if you're just going for a couple days, but if it's going to be a couple $100, you know, is forking that money out right from the get-go worth it in comparison to, say, something does happen? Like, your appendix can flare up, like, literally overnight. You can have no symptoms beforehand. You can wake up with really bad abdominal pain. And it can escalate really fast. Like, the doctors were telling Ryan that, you know, having 3 days of pretty, like, 1 day of really bad pain and 2 days of pretty mild pain is not very common with the appendix. Like, it usually gets worse before it gets better. And you can't predict these things. And I think that it's really worth it to just fork out a couple $100 right at the get-go to know that you're covered if you have to get something like that done, like a surgery. Or, you know, my brother just broke his foot down in Mexico about a month ago, and thankfully he had travel insurance as well, because it's a pretty miserable flight home to get back to Canada where you're covered if you don't have any travel insurance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the lesson we're taking away from it is definitely buy travel insurance. And the other thing that comes up is, in the past, I know especially one time, I think we did this on an episode, I got really sick in Thailand and I had travel insurance, but for some reason I didn't use it. I was like, I don't want to go to the doctor. Things are going pretty poorly. And I was just like, whatever. I don't want to deal with the situation. And then this time as well, the pain was pretty bad, but I was like, I'll wait and see if I need to go to the doctor. And it eventually eased off, but not enough to think it was better. But the other lesson is to really not be afraid to use your travel insurance if you have it, to go to a doctor and get whatever's going on checked out. Because, yeah, a lot of times it is nothing, but sometimes it is something.
Yeah, definitely. It makes me think about being in Colombia and Ecuador in 2014, and I think we talked about in the same episode. I think it's called like diarrhea, malaria, and something else. But I sprained my ankle really badly in Salento, Colombia, and there actually was no hospital in Salento. And I'd said, if I don't feel better when we get back to Medellin, I'll go to the doctor. And I didn't feel better and I didn't go to the doctor. And my ankle like never really healed properly because I was walking on it. Like I should have been on crutches. I think since going to physio over the last few years, I've been told that I probably tore a ligament and it was like a really extreme sprain that I really shouldn't have been walking on. And I had travel insurance. Like, why didn't I go? And I think that for both you and I in Thailand and in Colombia, it was sort of this, you know, it feels like a hassle to go to a hospital or a doctor in a developing country that's really foreign with a language that you don't speak fluently. And the point of this episode is encouraging travel insurance and reminding people of the importance of having travel insurance because you never know what might happen to you. But also a reminder that if you do have travel insurance, remembering that if something does happen to you, to use it because you've paid for this service and, you know, take care of yourself, take care of your body if there's something, you know, going wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So if you are planning a trip and travel insurance is something that's, you know, already on the checklist of things to do or something that you're now adding to the checklist, a great place to find travel insurance is through your bank. Most banks will provide some form of travel insurance. There's also lots of places where you can Google travel insurance, and you can check out our resources section for a few more other recommendations or places to find travel insurance. And that's at www.theworldwanderers.com/resources.
Yeah. And there are differences between travel insurance policies. It seems like some don't cover things like skiing or bungee jump. I mean, I think most don't cover like extreme sports, but some do. So definitely worth putting in a bit of effort to figure out what exactly the thing you're looking at covers or doesn't cover.
Yeah, definitely. And I know that with the bank that I have travel insurance through, I can always choose between a few different options, and some of them cover more. They cover everything from, you know, lost luggage to things that could happen through my actual travels, whether it's like bus, plane, train, or I can just get emergency medical. So just consider what you're actually doing, what your trip is all about, and what you would actually need for coverage while you're away. And then, you know, choose from there. Just read through the different options. Don't just select one and be like, okay, great, I'm covered. And one more tip for travel insurance is that if you do have something that's happening, it's really important to call your travel insurance as something's happening. So you want to actually get your claim started as soon as you have to go to the doctor before you even go. You know, get somebody that you're traveling with or a friend that's accompanying you or the doctor at the clinic to call your travel insurance and get that claim started and make sure you're covered for that thing. Because, you know, like Ryan said, if you, you know, go cliff jumping and pop a shoulder out, you know, you don't want to go to the doctor necessarily. Well, you probably want to go to the doctor, but don't go to the doctor under the assumption that travel insurance is going to cover it. If you're not sure, always call your insurance company and get that claim started beforehand. So you kind of know what you're in for. Any other tips?
Nope.
All right. As always, thanks for listening.
Ciao. To find more information, relevant links, and photos talked about in this week's episode, check out theworldwanderers.com.
If you have a question, comment, or feedback, send us an email at info@theworldwanderers.com. Join our community on Facebook at The World Wanderers or on Twitter at World Wanderers 1. As always, thanks so much for listening.
Have a great day.
Bye.